The opening anecdote of the story was incredibly striking for a number of reasons. I mean, because he thought he was locked out of an FBI computer system. He grew incredibly paranoid, thought he was going to be fired. It turned out to be a technical issue. Talk about that level of paranoia, what that tells you, why it was important to kind of lead with that anecdote in the story.
The anecdote was just incredibly telling for a couple of reasons. One is that it set off such a panic within the FBI and within Washington. It set off a panic in Congress. The White House was fielding calls. I mean, there was a real lack of understanding about who was in charge at a given moment, which, as you know, as a former member of government, is an incredibly important who is in charge at a given moment. But I also think it speaks to character and impulsivity and the ability to, you know, be in a stressful situation and think about what those next steps are. And I think it is also emblematic of other occasions that we have seen that are very public in which information has been shared by the FBI director, which was not yet, that went beyond what the investigation was ready to make public at that time, and that later had to be walked back. And in multiple cases that we have seen, all very publicly reported, the fact that this has impacted the investigation, this has impacted their ability to pursue people that were, you know, potentially mass shooters or other things of that nature.